On this Thursday, let's check the agricultural weather forecast with Mike Tenuri. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, let's get right to it. What do you see for the Midwest?
Well, there's not much rain coming up for a while. It's going to be much drier than normal over the next week, and that's primarily because of two different reasons. Number one, we have upper-level high pressure forming to the west, and that will block some weather systems from passing. And at the same time, we have surface-level high pressure off to the south and east. That will prevent humidities from increasing a lot and bringing tropical air in. So because of those two factors, we're basically left high and dry over the next 7 days. There will be some changes starting up next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so about 7 to 10 days into the future. At that point in time, we can see that a cool front is going to move through the Corn Belt. That should trigger some showers and thunderstorms across a pretty wide area. The only concern is that humidities will probably be pretty low as that system approaches. And the reason for that is because of that high that's off to the south and east. As long as that thing sits there near Florida, it prevents tropical air from moving into the Corn Belt, and that prevents thunderstorms that form from developing into large clusters. So because of that, we think we'll see scattered thunderstorms in much of the Corn Belt, but only light totals, especially once you get to the south of Interstate 80. So there is something to monitor here as we move into the future. The only thing we need to note, though, is that there is some rain that potentially forms beyond the next 10 days into the future. So that limits overall concerns for now. And also, as many people know, we've had quite a bit of rain over the last 2 to 4 weeks. Now, some areas do have some dryness that's developed over the last couple of weeks, especially in parts of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and then even small parts of Nebraska and South Dakota. But those areas are not widespread. And if we go all the way back into the middle of May, most of those same areas are actually looking pretty good from a soil moisture standpoint because there was a lot of rain in the latter half of May. So it's basically a waiting game as we sit here today. There are some concerns over the weather coming up, but just given the soil moisture situation today and that there are some rain chances out there in the future, we're just not super concerned that we certainly are watching it.
We have been watching with some concern on and off parts of Europe and into Ukraine. Anything new this week?
Well, they're just getting a lot of rain. They were alternating between very dry periods and a little bit of rain over most of the fall, winter, and early spring. But then they started to be dumped on by heavy rain, at least in Russia and Ukraine, back in late April and May. And that's even continuing to some extent now. And this other story that's been going on is what's happening in Europe, where they didn't see nearly as much rain as we saw over the last 4 to 6 weeks in Russia and Ukraine. But we are looking at a wet period in front of us with quite a bit of rain on the way. So basically, the dryness and drought stories that existed at one point in time across the European Union, Russia and Ukraine are pretty much over now. And that's just because of what's happened over the last 4 to 6 weeks and that more rain is on the horizon.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Let's chat next week.
We will indeed. That's Mike Tenuri. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois.